And welcome to this live English lesson on pets. I have to apologize once again that all of my handouts, all of my papers are in black and white. But I know that a while ago I did a lesson on animals, and in that lesson I talked just a little bit about pets, and I thought it would be good.
Will you play music?
Whoa, that's loud. I thought it would be good just to do a lesson on pets. Let me check
this live English lesson on.
Sounds like everything's working. So I think most of you who are here know how this works. There is a link to a form that you can use to ask questions. The topic for this lesson again is pets. And we'll spend just about 45 minutes talking about them. So please use the chat to have English conversations with each other. Please listen to Todd and Dave if they give you instructions. And please just enjoy this lesson on pets. One last thing, as I mentioned last week, the last few minutes of this live stream, I will switch the chat to members only. So members will be able to ask questions in the chat. If you're interested in being a member, you can click the join button below to have a look at that. So thanks, Gonzalo, for letting me know that the audio is good. And it's cool to hear that some of you have been to the town of Dunnville. That is one of the closest towns to me. So I just want to say hi to everyone in the chat, and we should get started, I think. So let's talk about pets. One of the first phrases I wanted to teach you is the phrase pet person. So in English, you have people and you would say that they, like my sister is a pet person. I am not necessarily a pet person. I really like Oscar, but I'm not someone, if I had a choice, I'm not sure I would have a pet. Maybe I would. I did have fish as a kid, but a pet person is someone who really likes pets. So you will probably know someone who is a pet person. You could have someone who is a dog person or who is a cat person, excuse me. And that means that they like that particular kind of pet. So in the world, I think there are three kinds of people. There are people that you would describe as being a pet person. There are people who are not pet people at all. And there are people who are kind of in the middle, I think. So that's your first one. I hope you can see the pictures. This is a nice picture of a lady sitting with her dog. The other phrase I wanted to teach you is the phrase pet owner. So in English, we talk about pets as even though they're a living creature, we own them. So pet owners are people that own pets. So you do buy pets in pet stores. When you have a pet, you are the owner of that pet. So again, you can see here a pet owner out with her dog and just having a nice walk out in the woods. So if you are a pet person, it means you like pets. If you are a pet owner, it means that you own a pet. The two most common pets that I know of are cats and dogs. So you can see a cat on this picture right here. You can see a dog on this picture right here. And it's kind of common around the world that there are people who prefer cats and people who prefer dogs, and there are some people that like both. If I was to describe myself, I actually think I'm more of a cat person than a dog person. Don't tell Oscar. Many of you have met Oscar in my other videos. He is our dog. But I think I'm more of a cat person. We do not have any cats or dogs in our house, although Oscar is allowed in the entranceway of our house. So common pets in English, cat and dog, I think common around the world. Interestingly, we have pets, which is a noun, but there's also a verb to pet. So when you pet a dog or a cat, it means that you rub your hand on their head. Dogs love this. When you do this with cats, when you pet your cat might start to purr. So a purr sound from a cat is like that's pretty good, actually. I'm impressed with my ability to make a cat purring sound. So when you are playing with your dog or cat, or when you are hanging around with your dog or cat, oftentimes you will pet them. So you will pet your pet. It's kind of a funny thing to say, but yes, you can definitely pet your pet in English. So here we have someone petting their dog on the head. If you have, if you have a dog, you will most likely have a dog collar on your dog. So this right here around the dog's neck is a dog collar. So a dog collar is what you use. Sometimes you need to grab the dog's collar to lead the dog somewhere. But it is very common for dogs to have collars. You also, in Canada, you need to have a dog tag. You need to register your dog with the government, and you need a little tag that hangs from the dog collar with the dog's information on it. So dogs often, if not always, have a dog collar. Cats sometimes have a collar. They have a cat collar, but it's not as common. One of the other reasons that dogs have collars, so my papers are stuck together, is because oftentimes you will put your dog on a leash in order to go for a walk. So when you walk your dog, especially if you walk your dog in a public place, you are usually required to have them on a leash, and that leash connects to their collar. So you can see three dogs here that are all on leashes. So the dog owner is out walking their dog, and they all are wearing collars, and the owner has connected a leash to all their collars. So the phrase we use for this is we say, at a park, you have to have your dog on a leash, okay? So most parks in Canada, some parks you can let your dog free as long as they are supervised, but most places in Canada, you must have your dog on a leash. That's how we say that you have your dog on a leash. So there you go, couple dogs on a leash. I see many people in the chat talking about whether they have cats or dogs or both. That's very, very cool. I think that we have a lot of cats because we live on a farm, and we have one dog and his name is Oscar. I was gonna try and do this lesson outside so he could be in the video, but it's still not quite bright enough in the morning. It's starting to get brighter each morning, and maybe someday I'll do these lessons outside. We'll see. Okay, let me check if there are any questions. I'm sure there are some. Let's see. Sorry. Chico's question. I'm just gonna delete the word. Chico misspelled my name. Let's just change that. Your name. Hi, Bob. I apologize for misspelling your name the previous time. He added an extra O, just so you know. Why do you like cats more than dogs? Have you ever milked a cow? So I think I like cats more than dogs because when I was a kid, in the barn, we had lots of cats, and I always had one cat that was my favorite cat. So because I grew up on a farm, we had a lot of farm cats, and I really liked playing with certain cats. And yes, when I was young, I milked cows every day. It was one of my chores. We milked cows at 5 a.m. My mom and dad did the 5 a.m. milking, and I had to help with the 5 p.m. milking of the cows. So yes. Deekshant has the next question. Deekshant, hi Deek. Which animals other than cats and dogs make good pets? So we'll get to this in a little bit, but there are a variety of smaller animals that people have for pets. Real quick, I'll just say people have hamsters, gerbils, snakes, fish, turtles. We'll talk about all those in a bit, but that's a great question. Let's see here. Vitaly Smirnov. Hello, Teacher Bob. Hello, Vitaly. How's it going there? It's going pretty good, considering that I've been home for a long time. We did go to get groceries once again, but that's it. But things are going okay. Have you heard that cats also can have COVID-19? I did not know that. P.S. You haven't slipped out of coronavirus theme. For sure. I didn't know that. I'll have to research that later. I'm not sure if cats can get it. So Ahmed says, hi, Teacher Bob. How do you feel, little correction there, Ahmed, how do you feel about squirrels as pets? Well, squirrels here are very wild. They are wild animals. So pets are animals that you keep in your home and they are like a companion. A wild animal lives outside in the trees. I'm not sure squirrels would make a good pet. They just run around and they're kind of crazy animals, I think. But Anyways, I don't know. Maybe squirrels make good pets. Nathan GR says, hello from Greece. Teacher Bob, what pet food do you prefer for your pets? Thank you. So we go to a feed mill or a feed store to buy feed for our farm animals. The same store sells dog food. So we just go to the feed mill and we buy the dog food that they make there. And we also buy cat food from the same place. So I don't have a specific kind of dog food. It's just the big brown bag of dog food from the local feed mill. Young has a question here. It's not about pets, but I'm going to answer it quick. Young says, hi, Bob. Thank you very much. Hope you are all going well. Could you please explain the word layoff? So when you have a job and your boss tells you that you are laid off, it means you don't need to come to work anymore. It means that you have lost your job temporarily. Okay. Still talking about dogs and cats. Dogs and cats have dog bowls and cat bowls. So you can see here, there's one for food and there's one for water. Oscar also has two bowls in our house. He has a bowl for dog food and he has a bowl for cat food. Sorry, he has a bowl for dog food and he has a bowl for water. He doesn't have a bowl for cat food. Although when we feed our cats, Oscar sometimes tries to eat the cat food. So, when you have a dog or cat, you need to buy a couple of bowls for them. If you have a cat in the house, you have to buy what's called a litter box. And in a litter box, you put cat litter. So a litter box is the place where the cat goes to the bathroom. There's no other way to describe it. When the cat needs to go pee or the cat needs to go poop, they will go in the litter box and you need to clean out the litter box every day. And so a litter box is just a box like this. We put something in it called cat litter, and that's where cats go to the bathroom. We don't have a litter box in the barn. The cats that we have live in the barn. They just go to the bathroom wherever they need to, usually outside somewhere. But if you have a cat in the house, you will have a litter box. If you don't clean the litter box, it starts to stink after a while. So make sure that you keep that clean. In Canada, when you walk your dog in a public place, if your dog poops, you need to have dog poop bags with you, okay? So you need to pick up your dog's poop. It's kind of gross, but you definitely do not want to break the law. In Canada, if you are at a park and your dog goes to the bathroom, if your dog poops, you need to pick it up. If you don't, you can get a fine. So people in Canada need to clean up after their dogs when they are out in public. It's very, very important. I've mentioned this a couple of times. When you have a dog, you often need to walk your dog, okay? So when you walk your dog, your dog has a collar, you put on the leash, you go for a walk with your dog. This dog is trained to behave when he or she is on a leash, okay? So when you have a dog, you take the dog for a walk. People usually don't take cats for walks. It's very, very rare. But if you have a dog, you will often take your dog for a walk. I know some people have cats where they put a collar on the cat and the cat has a leash, but it's rare. Like, people hardly ever do that. If you have a dog, you might buy dog toys. I'm not sure if you can see this here, but this dog has a really big piece of rope, and that is something we would call a dog toy. So if you have a dog as a pet, you will probably go to the pet store and you will buy them dog toys. And the same is true for cats, okay? Often people who have cats will buy a cat toy. The other thing that people might buy for a cat is something called a scratching post. So they'll buy a post from the pet store, and it'll be something the cat can scratch on, because cats often have the desire to scratch on things. So, and of course, anything you need, wait, wrong one. I'm getting things mixed up here. One sec. Often your dog or cat will have a bed. You will get them a dog bed or a cat bed, so they have a comfortable place to sleep. And of course, you need to buy pet food. So you can buy dog food or cat food, whatever food you need, depending on the animal you have, that's what it's called. So if you have a dog, you buy dog food. If you have a cat, you buy cat food. If you have fish, you buy fish food. Okay, so it's very straightforward. Dog food comes in bags, it comes in cans. You can see this dog has a dog bowl so they can eat. And also, if you have a dog, you will most likely have a dog house outside. Okay,
what
a dog house is, a small house with a door on the front. Where your dog can sleep or just live a little bit when they're outside in the summer. Most people have a house dog, but they usually still have a dog house for times when they are outside all day playing or working. Their dog has a place to sleep. And if you need to go anywhere, you will need a pet carrier or a crate. So this is a pet carrier. It has a handle on the top. If you needed to take your dog somewhere, you would put them into the pet carrier. I don't usually take questions from the chat, but Tatiana Chi says, "Hi, Bob. In the school, my teachers told that we should say it when we were talking about pets. Is it good to use she?" People in Canada often use he or she. So Oscar is a boy. Our dog is a boy. We refer to him as he. We don't use it, okay? It's probably different between different countries. But we definitely refer to Oscar as he. We say, oh, he needs to go outside, or he needs to go for a walk, or he needs food. We don't refer to our pet as it, okay? I think the better you know the pet, the more likely you refer to it as he or she. And then, of course, any of the things you need for your pet, you would be able to find at a pet store. If you needed to buy dog food, you could go to a pet store. If you needed a collar or a leash, you could go to a pet store, and that's where you would find all of those things. I'm gonna jump over to the questions again. Before I do, if you're new here, don't forget to click that red subscribe button. Give me a thumbs up on this video if it's helping you learn a bit of English. Let me get to the next one. Let's see here. Next question is from Vita from Ukraine. "Thanks for your interesting videos. Do you believe that cats can heal and take negative energy off their master?" So I don't believe pets can magically heal people, but it is true that pets make people feel better. People who own pets are usually happier. And I think because pets make people happier, they can indirectly make you healthier. So I think that I'm not sure that a cat can, you know, magically make me well or make me feel better. But I do think when people own pets, it makes them happier. And I think that that happiness helps them to be healthier. Let me clean up my questions here and get to the next one. Let's see here. Next question. Sometimes I find this kind of amazing how it works, because here's the question. Alina says, "Hi, teacher Bob. Please tell me, what do you call a dog or cat that has no owner? Are there a lot of them in your city and in Ontario?" So this was the very next page in the lesson. We would call them a stray. So a stray cat or a stray dog is an animal that lives in the city and has no owner. We don't have a huge problem with stray dogs and cats. I mean, we do have a problem, but they generally end up in a pet shelter, okay? So usually our strays end up in the pound, or they end up in an animal shelter. And I don't know all the details, but we do have a bit of a problem sometimes in some places where there's a lot of stray dogs or stray cats, but it's fairly well regulated by the government. Let me get to the next question here. "Hi, Bob," says Vladimir. "What is the most popular type of dog in Canada?" I don't know. Many people will own a terrier. A lot of people own German Shepherds. A lot of people have Golden Retrievers. It would be interesting for you if you did a search on common English dog names and you would see the pictures with the name. But I don't know what the most common one is. I want to thank Vitaly. Thanks, Vitaly, for this super chat. And he says, get a dog bowl. A dog bowl for Oscar. So thank you very much. I will let Oscar know that you gave him a super chat. Very nice. Next question is, Lolly Lolly says, bonjour Bob le Canadien, is Oscar neutered or castrated? Merci beaucoup. So Oscar is neutered, okay? It is, I think, important when you have a pet to have your pet neutered. If you're wondering what that means, it means that Oscar cannot make baby dogs, okay? Oscar has been neutered. When he was 1 year old, he went to the veterinarian. By the way, a veterinarian is the name of a doctor that takes care of pets. So Oscar went to the veterinarian and he was neutered. So that is quite common in Canada for pet owners to have their dog neutered to prevent them from having puppies or kittens. So baby dogs or puppies, baby cats or kittens. Oscar cannot be a dad anytime. Sounds kind of sad, but it's probably best all around. Tatiana, thank you for joining and becoming a member of the channel. That is awesome. You get to have a green name now and a little crown by your name. So thank you, Tatiana Chi, for becoming a member. That's awesome. Let's see here. Let's go to the next question. Luke says, hello, Bob. I'm Luke from Korea. I have a quick question. When I walk with pets, someone would tell me, can I pet your dog? What does that mean? Thank you. So basically, if I see someone walking a dog and I think the dog is cute and I want to pet the dog, like I want to pet its head, it is polite to ask the pet owner if you can pet their pet. So if I see a person with a nice dog, I could say, oh, what a nice dog. Can I pet your dog? And then the pet owner or the dog owner might say, no, he doesn't like strangers. Or the pet or dog owner might say, sure, he's very friendly. So it's just very polite to ask a pet owner if you can pet their dog or cat. It's not nice just to walk up and do it without asking. Renata says, could you pronounce wombat, please? Thank you. So it's wombat, wombat. I don't even really know what a wombat looks like. I'll have to look that up later. Let's see. Eugene, I'm going to skip your question. I don't take visitors right now. I'm still trying to figure out how to do that well. I might do a meetup once all of this is over in Toronto, but for now, the answer is no, sorry. Next question, though, is from Ukraine. Hello, teacher. Does Jen feed Oscar? That is why he loves her more. Maybe I'm wrong. Yes. So Oscar is definitely Jen's dog. Jen feeds Oscar. Jen and Oscar go out every morning to the barn to do some work together. Oscar is with Jen more than any other member of our family. So that's why Oscar likes her more. Plus, she's just nicer than me. I think that helps as well. Let's see. Next question is from Henry from Taiwan. Hi, Teacher Bob. How do you manage your pet's daily diet, buffet style, or other ways? So Oscar gets a certain amount of food every day. He gets, I think, 3 cups of dog food, and that's all he gets. Okay, so that's how we manage his diet. Let's see here. Elena says, I'm going to join Vitaly for a yummy snack for Oscar. Thank you very much, Elena, for the super chat. Oscar is just really going to appreciate this morning's lesson. I should have brought him in to the video, but unfortunately, he's actually still sleeping right now. So, and he's not allowed in this part of the house. So many pet owners do that with their dogs. They have a part of the house where the animal is allowed and a part where they are not. Let's see here. Next question is from Suraj. Hi Bob, I am from India and my question is how to describe a pet. So generally we describe dogs and cats as being cute. We're usually like, oh, your dog is so cute. Oh, that cat is so cute. So that's probably the most common way to describe a cat or a dog. Let's see here. Next question is from Mary, the Iranian, and it's not about pets, but I have to post this question anyways. Hi, Bob. It's April 3rd. It is my birthday. So happy birthday to you, Mary. I'm alone and I'm watching your live. It is so good. I'm so happy we can all just hang out with you for your birthday. I hope you're having a great day. Maybe you can make yourself a cake if you have time and celebrate in style. So when you celebrate something in style, it means that you do a lot of fun things to celebrate it. So happy birthday to you. That's cool. Let's see here. Next question, and then we'll move on with the lesson. Zami says, hello, Bob. I had a dog when I was younger, and he is the same age as me. We grew up together. Did you have any memorable moments with your pets? So when I was young, we had a dog, and its name was Tippy. And Tippy had three puppies, and they were really, really cute. So that's probably one of my best memories as a kid, is when our dog had puppies. Three little puppies. Two were brown and white. One was black and white. They were really, really cool. We played with them a lot, yes. Let's see here. Thanks, English Danny, for the super chat. Stay safe during this hard time, everyone. Yes, that's very good advice. Stay safe and stay home. Next question is from Gwimji. This is not a question, it seems. I wonder, my writing doesn't show on the screen. I don't know why. I'm experimenting with, when people ask questions, with having a way where it shows up beside me instead of in the chat. But for now, this is what works, and I'm going to think about better ways to do live streams in the future. But I'm not sure why words aren't showing up, but maybe you're talking about subtitles. Sometimes they're live and you can turn them on while I'm doing the lesson. Sometimes they're not. Other pets, I mentioned a few earlier. Deekshanch asked about other pets. I'm pretty sure the word matches the picture, but if I'm wrong, you can tell me. Some people will have a hamster as a pet. This is a common pet for children. A hamster is a small rodent, I would say. Some people will have a gerbil as a pet. I think this is a gerbil. I know there are also people that have guinea pigs for pets, but this is a gerbil. Some people will have a bird as a pet. They will have maybe a goldfinch or a parrot. Birds are kind of fun pets, I would think, because they sing and chirp. And when you have a bird or a hamster or a gerbil, you would keep them in a cage, okay? If you had a bird, you would keep it in a bird cage. If you had a hamster, you would buy a hamster cage. A cage, I was gonna say a cage is like a prison for pets, but that's not really what it is. But this bird looks like it's in prison a little bit. So anyways, when you have a bird or hamster or gerbil or guinea pig, you usually keep them in a cage. You might also, this next pet I don't like, okay? Some people love snakes and they will keep a snake as a pet. I am not a big fan of snakes. In English, when you say that you are not a big fan of something, it means that you don't like it, okay? So I don't like snakes, and I don't think I would ever have a snake as a pet. I know some of you would love to have a snake as a pet. Elias Gomez, hello, Professor Roberto. I'm working, but quickly passing by to say hello. Hello, Elias, and thank you for the super chat. That is very, very nice of you. So some people have a snake as a pet. This is a little slower. This is a very slow type of animal, but some people have turtles for pets. You can see here that this person has a very tiny turtle. This turtle is an animal that has a shell. Some people keep turtles as pets. When you have a snake or turtle, you will often keep them in a terrarium. So a terrarium is similar to an aquarium, but we'll get to that later. But a terrarium usually has very little water in it or no water, okay? So if you have a turtle, you would keep a turtle in a terrarium. I'm not sure you would keep a snake in a terrarium. If you did, you would probably have a lid on it. I'm not an expert on keeping snakes as pets, but you would probably, if you had a turtle, you would go and buy a nice terrarium. Because the turtle can't climb up. Let me do some questions first. Sorry, I'm getting behind on the questions and I'm moving really fast on the lesson today. So let me get over to the questions and I'll do a bunch of them. Let's see here. Oh, that won't paste in. Anna says, hello, Mr. Bob. Could we refer to birds, amphibians, reptiles, and fish as pets? Or is it a specific term to animals only? Thank you for your time. So yes, absolutely. Any animal that you keep in your home or on your property would be considered a pet, okay? Even if it's a wild animal, if you are keeping it because you just enjoy having it, it would be a pet. So turtles, snakes, lizards, all of those things can be considered pets. If you go to a pet store, they will have fish, they will have snakes, they will have puppies, they will have kittens. They're just everything would definitely be considered a pet. So great question. Next question is from Esther. Just a simple question about the channel. Esther says, I just arrived in Taiwan and be quarantined now. I've seen your video in the past few days. Today is my first time attending a live stream. Well, welcome, Esther. It's awesome to have you here. When is the live stream tomorrow? So the live stream tomorrow is at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so that is an open question and answer lesson. You can ask me about anything. Let's see here. Next question is from Ziv. I had a dog, a German Shepherd. So it's German, let me just get this spelled right. German Shepherd. German Shepherd who lived with us until he died. He was very old. German Shepherds are very cool dogs. They are very nice animals. We had a dog before Oscar who was half German Shepherd and half Labrador. He was a very, very nice dog. We liked him a lot. He lived a long time and he was just great. He was very gentle, but also very protective. So when a dog is gentle, they are nice to you and nice to your children. But when I say he was protective, he would bark if anyone drove into our driveway. He would bark at them because he wanted to protect us and protect the privacy. Let's see here. Next question is from Harry. Kind of a delicate question, but I'll answer it. Harry, hello, Bob. This is my first time for this live. I follow your previous videos. You are a great teacher. My question is, do some people in your country eat cat? No, that does not happen here. Next question from John. Are the words pet and pet peeves connected somehow? In a way, a pet peeve is something that bothers you. One of my pet peeves is when students don't clean up their garbage after lunch. So that's something that bothers me. So a pet peeve does not have anything to do with pets, but it's kind of like the things that bother you, we call them pet peeves because they're specific to us. I hope that made some sense. The better answer would be they're not really related at all. Not really. Let's see here. Next question is from Zara, the Iranian. Hi, Teacher Bob. Are the people in Canada obliged to pick up the pee-pee of their dogs, so the pee, and when their dogs go pee, while going for a walk? No, because here in Portugal, they must pick up about 50%, don't care. So you need to pick up their poop, but they are allowed to pee wherever they want. It's not nice because dog pee does smell, but you definitely need to have the ability to clean up your dog's poop. And if you don't know the difference between pee and poop, I'm not going to explain it here. You'll have to figure that out yourself. Let's see here. Aniko from Hungary. Hi, Bob. Could you please tell us some useful phrases about animals that you use in daily conversation? I actually did a video on that, and I can't remember the name of it, but I did a video on idioms that have animal names in them. So if you search for Bob the Canadian animal idioms, you might find it. I'll look for it in just a little bit. Okay. Let's see here. Lily has the next question. Lily from Vietnam. Does Canada fine people who let their pets make a mess in public areas? Yes. If you do not clean up your dog poop, you can get fined for sure. Ario says, hi, good evening. How's Oscar? He's doing well. He just, Jen and him just went to the barn. I just saw Jen. She waved to me from over there. She's on her way out to the barn to feed our farm animals. So we have goats and sheep. They are not pets. We call them farm animals. And we also have Oscar and we have cats and we call them pets. Sergey has the next question. Sergey says, hi, Bob. Could you say what's the difference between shed and barn? So a barn is a really big building in which we keep animals. A shed is a building where you keep usually other things, okay? So people in the city can have a shed in their backyard and they keep a shovel and a lawnmower in their shed. But a barn specifically is a building to house farm animals. It is a building where we keep farm animals. Ruslan says, hello, Teacher Bob. Best wishes from Russia. Could you tell How could you tell? How can I describe my puppy's behavior? Well, puppies usually run around like crazy. Puppies usually whine or bark a lot. By the way, I didn't talk about that. I thought you already knew that dogs bark and cats go meow. So, but anyways, I would just describe them the same way you would describe people. We sometimes say that a puppy is really funny, a puppy is really cute, a puppy is really energetic, a puppy is a little bit whiny because sometimes they miss their mom. Let me go to the next question. So, Mehdi from Algeria. Hi, Bob. Can you tell us a little bit about animal rights in Canada? Thank you very much for the lessons. Yeah, so in Canada, animals do have rights. You cannot mistreat your animal. If you do physical harm to a dog or cat or other animal in Canada, you can be charged for it. Okay, there is a fine. You can, I think, even face a prison sentence, but you are not permitted under law, you are not permitted to be abusive to animals. Folks, I'm just gonna switch the live stream over. Just give me a sec right now. I'm just gonna switch. We did this last week, just for a little bit. We're gonna switch the chat over to members only. So you'll see the chat change right now. If you are a member of the channel, you are free to ask questions about pets in the chat right now. I'm going to continue the lesson for another 10 minutes. But if you are a member of the channel, you are free to ask questions directly about pets. I'm gonna talk a little bit about fish. So if I was to say that there is a kind of pet that I like, I would say that I like fish. They're very quiet. I like it that they don't make a lot of noise. I like the sound of the aquarium, you know, the bubbling sound. By the way, when you have fish, you keep them in an aquarium. So I think if I was to say my favorite kind of pet, I think it might be fish. They're very calming, and I like the light that comes out of the aquarium. Isabel Lopez, does Canada have some protecting regulation for pets? Absolutely. Yes, you have to take care of your pets. You have to feed your pets. You cannot be physically abusive to your pets. You would get fined. Vitaly Smirnov, there's not a specific word for pets in Russian, so we call them home animals. So that makes sense. I wish you'd do more live streaming these days, maybe not that long. Well, I thought about it the other day, Vitaly, because it was really, really warm outside. And I might do one from outside at some point this week. Lolly says, do you take Oscar to the groomer? No, Oscar does not need grooming. He does not grow a lot of hair, and he sheds his hair. His hair falls out now and then, so we don't. Let's see here. Does Canada have any policies to protect street animals? I think they simply get taken to the pound, and I don't know a lot of details, Isabel. English Danny says, fish are a little boring. I think that's maybe why I like them, English Danny. Vitaly says, show us Oscar. What is a pet lesson without him? Sorry, Vitaly, Oscar is not in the house right now. He's out in the barn. Maybe I will find a time today to take a picture of Oscar, and I will put it on my community page. Alina, did your kids bring strays home? I used to bring all strays to home because it hurt me a lot when I saw a kitty or puppy hungry in the street. So, Alina, we don't have a lot of strays where I live because I'm out in the country. But what happens sometimes is people will leave cats at the end of our driveways because we live on a farm. So we often have cats that just miraculously show up with our other 10 cats, and then we just start feeding them. Lolly says, haha, English Dandy, I agree. Isabel, does Canada have a typical dog or cat? I would say one of the most common dogs would be the poodle or the Labrador. Or the German Shepherd. I don't know for sure though, Isabel. I should do a little research on that. Mini says, I am Seoul, South Korea. How about your country's coronavirus today? There are over 10,000 people in Korea. It's a tough day, but your broadcast is a great help for me. Well, I'm glad, Mini, that I can help you by entertaining you and teaching you for a bit. Thank you for the super chat as well. Fish can be useful having a cat. Yeah, I'm not going to describe that too much, Vitaly, but I get it. Alina says, that's so sweet. English Danny gives a thumbs up. So, we just talked about fish. So fish live in an aquarium. You can also buy, you guys can keep asking questions, by the way, members in the chat. But and by the way, if you're wondering what this membership thing is, there is a join button below. If you're interested, no pressure, but if you're interested, you can click that button and get a better description. Fish live in an aquarium. You fill it with water. It usually has a thing in here that cleans the water and sometimes makes bubbles. So an aquarium can sound really nice, and it usually has a light on the top that shines through the water, and that's very cool as well. And of course, if you have fish, you have to feed them fish food. So this is almost exactly the kind of fish food I had when I was a kid. For a while, when I was a kid, I had a small aquarium and I had some goldfish. You can't see it in this picture because it's not color, but these are goldfish. So when I was a kid, I started with a small fish bowl, and then eventually I bought a larger aquarium and I had goldfish. It was really fun. Alina says, thanks. And how do you call a woodhouse for a dog? Hope I didn't miss it during the lesson. Yes, we did go over that. Let me see if I can find it back really quick. It's called a doghouse. I'm gonna find it really fast. Maybe I can't. It's here somewhere. Here we go. So Oscar has a doghouse. His is white, but yes, sometimes people build a small house for their dog, Alina, and they call it a doghouse. Vitaly says, over 4,000 cases in Russia. That's starting to grow there, isn't it, Vitaly? Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, it's not a lot compared to some parts of the world, but certainly when I did the lesson last week, the numbers of cases in the world has gone way up. English Danny says, I am also in South Korea. And Tatiana says, what do you think about a mouse for pets? So yeah, I forgot to mention mice, but some people keep small mice as pets. If you have a mouse as a pet, you would probably keep it in an aquarium with no water in it, of course. Yes, some people do keep mice as pets. Alina says, sorry that I missed it. No problem. Work from home and I guess someone disturbed me. Yeah, well, it's a relatively long lesson as well, so that's totally understandable. So folks, I'm going to switch the chat back. Let me make sure I click the right button here. Let me switch it back to everyone can chat again. Thanks to the people who are members of this channel. Thanks to everyone who has clicked that join button and decided to give me a couple of dollars per month. It is really helpful for me. This doing a YouTube channel is a lot of fun, but I do have to buy things from time to time, like a new camera or a microphone. So it is nice when people do support me. So I thank all of you who are members, all of you who give me super chats from time to time. That's very, very nice of you. Let me just jump over and do just a few last questions. The next one does sound funny, Karina. Karina says, hi, Bob. Thank you for all your work. Is the expression to pet a pet grammatically correct? So if you say, I like to pet pets, yes. If you say, I'm going to pet your pet, that's correct. We usually, though, would say dog or cat. Like, I'm going to pet your dog. I'm going to pet your cat. But grammatically correct for sure. Deke Shantz just made me laugh with his capital letter spam, and I see Gaga saying hello too. You guys, thanks to the two of you still for helping out here and there with the channel. Let's see here. Alan says, it's common to see people with exotic pets in Canada, like a bird or an owl. I'm not too familiar with exotic pets. I'm not sure what the stats are on that. I'm not sure how many people have exotic pets. Let's see here. I'm just gonna pick a few questions from here and there. Oh, this is from Park. This is a good comment, I think, to one of the last ones. Park says, when staying at home in the coronavirus social distancing, pets are extremely helpful to keep them from bad feelings, I think. I agree. I think that as people are stuck at home right now, as people are social distancing, certainly having a cat or dog or another pet is very good for the soul, we would say in English. It's good for you to have it's very good to have a pet in your house just to make you feel better. So Lolly, I'm not going to answer your question in the chat, but you that's a delicate thing to answer. You should do some research on that, or ask me in the comments, and I'll explain a little bit about what you're asking there, because it has a little bit of a sexual connotation. And so I want to be careful how I explain that. Let's see here. I'm just going to pick one more question. Tan from Vietnam gets the last question for today. Tan says, should I say I have a pet cat or I have a cat? Which one is more common? They are both equally common. Okay. So people will say, I have two pet cats, or they'll say I have a pet cat, or they'll say I have two cats, or they'll say I have cats. All of those are common ways to say that. I think guys and girls and gentlemen and everybody who's watching, I'm going to wrap this up. That means I'm going to end it. Again, one last super chat. Annette Mancia, welcome. Oh, new member Annette Mancia. Thank you so much, Annette, for joining. I do really appreciate that. So thank you to all the members. Thank you to all of you that came for this lesson. I hope it was helpful for you. There will be a live lesson tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, live tomorrow, and that will be an open question and answer session. Hopefully that shows up in the chat. Anyways, Bob the Canadian here, helping you learn just a bit of English. It was fun. I hope all of you that have pets enjoy them. Don't forget, you can watch this video again tomorrow with English subtitles on if there were parts that you didn't understand. But again, thank you so much for watching, and have a really good day. I'm going to push the button now that stops the video, and I will say bye. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.